Hey everyone, welcome to the Ambitious Groomer podcast. Welcome to my first episode that I'm putting out, and this is a little weird. I'm used to doing it with other people, so this will be an interesting one. But we all know, if anyone doesn't know me, let me introduce myself. My name is Denise Aru. I have been a part of the grooming industry since 1997 when I started my career. I was a groomer, went to a local career center, and got a lot of my basics down. And shockingly, it was not the choice that I had for my career to become a groomer. But as luck would have it, and the way my fate would turn out, I needed a job after school, so I found a job. This was back in the day before there was any kind of internet to look at job ads and stuff like that. It was in the newspaper, and I found a place that was willing to teach me how to learn how to groom. And at that facility, it was a high volume facility. There were four groomers. We did 30 to 40 dogs a day, and we were booked about 3 to 4 weeks out. This is where I learned my speed from. And I was very fortunate enough to have a very an awesome boss to learn from. And she helped me learn my finishing work. And I was there for about 2.5 years when I was offered a position at a job closer to home. And it was at a vet clinic. So I have vet clinic grooming experience in there as well. And I was there for, I made the switch to full time. So I started there. I was the only groomer in the grooming department, and I was there for 13 years. Within about a year and a half, I grew the department to where they needed another groomer. And I somehow became in charge of this facility, and I absolutely loved it. I never knew that I was a natural leader. I learned so many things being at the vet clinic, and it was something that I would never give up my experience in a million years. So by the time I left there 13 years later, I had four groomers underneath me. I was running the whole entire department, and it just wasn't a very good environment to be in. And it had changed a lot over the years, and I will never knock anything that I learned there or the people that I learned from. But what I can say is, because I will always, you'll hear me say a lot of different things a lot of different times, but never forget where you came from. And I learned so much there. I learned how to work with clients, client communication, client satisfaction, client or customer service. It was also another natural, a natural talent that I had, if you would say. And I loved every minute of what I've learned there. But like any other environment, and like a lot of groomers do, they find themselves in an environment that isn't conducive to learning, or where they stand, or what they stand for as they grew. And I knew that my mental health had to move into a different direction. So I was very fortunate enough to have a husband who believed in me. And he has a business background, but that has, you'll find out that that really didn't have much to do with my growth and stuff like that. What it did have to do is he saw in me something I didn't see in myself, and he knew I had to get out of that environment. So he sort of pushed me off the ledge. I tell this story all the time. He pushed me off the ledge, and we found a location, and he started doing the build out for me, and he's the one who did that. And the build out was done, and it was time for me to quit my job, and there I was, sitting in my new facility with no one else there. So I was used to having a whole room of people and open 10 hours a day. I'm a firm believer that if I have hours on my door, I stay open. And I had like two dogs coming in a 10-hour period, and I would cry wondering what the heck I did with my world. And I had it cushiony at the vet clinic. I was 55% commission. So I was making at the time, it was like full-time pay with part-time hours. I worked 4 days a week. I could leave when I was done. I didn't have to worry about building a clientele. I already had a clientele built and I was booked all the way out, and I couldn't take any more new clients. And I sat there. I was open 10 hours. I was open, I think, 9 to 7, something like that, anyways. And if I say my doors are open those hours, that's when I'm going to stay open. And at the time, I was used to doing things way different at the vet clinic. It was like drop off in the morning, pick up later on in the day. And because of my circumstances, that's when I started doing staggered drop off times, and people loved it. So the reason why I'm telling you all this is a little bit of my background. I was not that person. I was that groomer that had a toxic environment and had to leave and didn't really have anywhere else to go. And the next step was to open up my own business. And I was very fortunate that it worked out for me. I knew that I would make it succeed. And I already had a vision. I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I would have actually been quite fine staying at the vet clinic if I was treated better and things were differently. I didn't actually have a desire to leave that position and go start up my own business, but that's the way it happened. And I did all the things wrong. I did 50% commission. I added people when I wasn't ready. I let people walk all over me. I did all the things wrong, and I did a lot of learning, trial and error. So if you're into the training shows and you've been to any of my grooming seminars or my webinars or anything like that, I've been in business 10 years, and I have, at the time of recording this, 26 employees, 3 locations. And I call my or I took on the Ambitious Groomer because I realized that their business isn't black and white, and there's so many different ways to do it. And I struggled it to find the right ways to learn how to do things. And lots of trial and error, lots of huge mistakes. And I wouldn't have found where I am today, but everyone's journey doesn't have to be so hard. Or at the very least, some of these foundational skills, these business skills that we gained or that I gained throughout the years, most definitely can be taught and learned in way earlier in your stage of owning a business. So I have decided that this industry needs some sort of structure to help business owners. We're in a very niche service, a very niche customer service. We deal with the animals. We have to make the people happy, but we also have to keep everything in order. So it can get to be a lot. And at the very least, I can use my background to help other business owners get the foundational skills that they need, the foundational tools in place and systems in place so that they can go ahead and focus on what they really want to, whether that's grooming or growing or adding more. You don't have to want what I have, right? You don't have to want to have multiple locations and a lot of employees. Some people just want to go ahead and groom and make a great living for themselves, and that's awesome. There's a place for everybody in this world. So but the core foundations are there for a business. Just because you are a solopreneur or someone who's aspiring to have multiple locations and an empire, the foundational aspect is still the same. Numbers are numbers, and there's healthy business and there's unhealthy business. And for my first episode, so I've been weighing around this idea of starting a podcast, and I know I have a few under my belt on different ones that I do, or I've been on other ones. And I'll tell you, doing a podcast by yourself is a way different beast, but it's really cool, actually. I've learned I have a lot to say, and it's very therapeutic for me to do things like this. But I thought, when I was thinking of different ways to do a podcast, I go by the ambitious groomer. And the reason why I go by the ambitious groomer is because I have my hands in so many different things. I love taking on passion projects. And the ambitious groomer turned out to be, I didn't know what I wanted to do with it. And it's a huge passion project. I also have, I'm also co-director, onboard co-director of Barkley Pet Pro Cruise. I speak for Barkley and WPA, and I do online seminars for Marie Kondo summits. I have a podcast called The Knowledgeable Pet Owner, and that is geared towards pet owners. I have another podcast, Let's Talk Shop with Karina and Denise, which is so different than what I'm doing in this one. We talk about large scale businesses and what it is to have the different troubles, because once you large scale, you have different troubles. And our facilities are about the same revenue wise, and it's really cool. And what else do I do? Oh, I'm starting a pet the Pet Stylist Relief Fund. It's going to be a nonprofit that will be raising money and being able to help those in need, those groomers who fall in hard times due to natural disasters or natural phenomenons that may happen, and that they need that little bit of extra help. So obviously, this is a lot of different projects that I have going on. But when I was thinking about the Ambitious Groomer podcast, I see all the time. I asked on my group. I have a group, and in my private group, when I ask, "Hey, what are some business ideas that you're having problems with?" It is such a vast amount of different topics that all wrap up into a business. And there's so many different facets and so many different roads and so many different ways that we can set it up and still be successful, right? It isn't, oh, this person does it the same down the road, they're successful, I have to do the same. That's not the case. It doesn't have to be that way. So it's always a loaded question when I ask ask for feedback. And I decided that the Ambitious Groomer podcast is going to be, some episodes may be me just talking about something that I saw on Facebook going on. And then there's going to be other episodes about with special guests. And I want to pull in business owners, everyday business owners that have these questions, that have the questions and powwow with them and troubleshoot, because if one person's having that problem, so are other people. And I've been speaking for Barkley. Oh gosh, I started my first seminar was Hershey 2021. And it was about hiring. And I, since then, have learned that in my classes, I ask for a lot of audience participation because we all can learn from each other. And some things that could work in one person's business may not work in another's. And one of my favorite things, one of my favorite stories is there was an attendee who was having issues with a employee being tardy. And I don't have that issue, so it's really hard for me to sort of help troubleshoot problems that I don't have that same issue with. And we got into a little topic, a little conversation, and someone had spoken up that was also in the seminar. And they said what they did was a reward program that if everyone was on time for a whole month, then she would do like a pizza party. And if someone was late, then they wouldn't get the pizza party. And I thought that was a really cool, creative way to motivate team members. But then I sat there and I thought about it. And my group of groomers, if someone were to be late, they would just buy pizza. They would feel so bad that they ruined it for everyone else. They would just buy pizza for everybody or buy Starbucks or buy something. So it wouldn't work in my place. But it's so, I get the opportunities to hear how other people do things. And it is really neat. And we learn from each other. And that's what this is all about. This isn't Denise says this is how we should do it. I can give you the ways I do things, but it doesn't mean it's going to work for you either. So I want to pull in everyday business owners that I meet, whether they're a part of my group or they were in my seminars or were friends on Facebook that want to like touch base on something and talk about this problem so that we can all troubleshoot together and build this community because you're not alone. It doesn't matter who you go and see or you listen to or your mentor is, they've all been in a bad space. They've all made mistakes. They have all done some things wrong, for better or for worse. And we need to remember that we're all human beings. And let's face it, when you're an employer and you're a business owner, it can get lonely. You know, if your salon is filled with employees, that was one of the loneliest times. I went through a stint, you guys will learn a lot about me, I'm sure, through all of this, but I went through a stint for about 2 years where I was in a really dark place, and my employees were walking all over me. My personal life was in not, I want to say shambles, but it wasn't where I wanted it to be. My work-life balance wasn't healthy. My brain and my body weren't connecting with each other either, and it was just this whole cluster. And I had to dig my way out. I had to crawl my way out, I guess I should say. And it was so lonely feeling because at the time I didn't have this network and this group of other business owners who understood what I was going through. All I had at the time were employees who were not happy with the way things were being done. I didn't have boundaries. I hung out with them. We were friends. So when it came down to the business side, I was getting walked all over. And it was very lonely. I had no one else to go to. So one of the best things when I decided, when I was given this opportunity to reach out to Barkley and see if they needed speakers after COVID. And I was so scared. I'm not I took speech in summer school just so I didn't have to do a whole semester of it. One of the best things that came out of me doing a scary thing, you'll hear me say a lot, like do the scary when you're stuck on something. And the coolest part to it is I now have a community of like-minded people, whether it's through my Ambitious Groomer group and my attendees, or it's just my friends that I've gained while going to the trade shows that we have things in common. Kelsey Ann Sexton and I just started another podcast. I told you I do a lot. I'm finding podcasts to be very therapeutic. This is really cool. I'm not a big writer, and I'll write if I have to, and I enjoy doing it, but not like doing blogs or anything. So I figured, why not start a podcast? What's one more under my belt? So, yeah, I just want to see us unite, and I want to help people. And business is hard, and we don't have to be against each other. So, I want to say welcome, and I hope you enjoy the Ambitious Groomer Business Podcast. I will be looking for people to interview and have on with me. I will be looking for topics. I will always be here to help people. My whole goal for the Ambitious Groomer is simple business solutions for the business, for the busy business owner. I know it's a lot of words, but I just want to simplify your world. Our worlds are hard enough as it is with clients and numbers and scheduling and all of the things and employees and growing our business, that at least the foundational stuff I can go ahead and help with and give you guys a backbone and that push that sometimes we just need. It's exhausting. Business ownership is exhausting. And when we don't have those right outlets or we don't have the right things in place, it makes it 100 times harder. So my goal is to help business owners not get stuck in that spot that I was stuck in. And I could not have what I have right now if it wasn't for having systems in place, policies, handbooks, procedures, disciplinary actions, excellent customer service, a good rapport in my community. There's so many different avenues and pieces, parts to a business. So, that's my goal. That's what I want to achieve with the Ambitious Groomer. So, if you made it this far, thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to say, here's going to be my little tidbit because I don't want it to just be about me and where I'm coming from. So today was filled with black and white moments, and owning a business is not black and white. There's gray everywhere. There's gray with the clients, there's gray with the employees, there's gray with other businesses, there's gray with vendors. There's just gray aspects everywhere when it comes to business ownership. And it we can help with we can have a strong foundation, but then we still have to think in a gray area. And when we are dealing with clients, they don't understand that grooming is not black and white. When you're dealing with employees, they don't understand certain policies are not black and white. They don't understand a business isn't just black and white. They don't understand a lot of the aspects, nor should they, that it's not their business. We're the crazy ones who decided that we wanted to have a business. So I want to help out with the grays. I want to help give those spots. So just remember, your business is your business. And if you want to run it a certain way and you want to have different policies and procedures that aren't like other people's, remember, business isn't black and white. And that is okay. So remember that as you struggle, that businesses are meant to be unique. It didn't used to be that way back, probably about 10, 20 years ago. Everyone had like the same, obviously, we're just groomers, right? But that's not the case anymore. We each have our own little personalities. So keep your personalities up. Make sure your personalities shine in your business brand. Make sure if you have employees or you struggle in that aspect, that you keep your personality and don't allow any of the problems that may arise with employees change you. And that's going to be my little takeaway for today. Do the scary and own who you are. And that's going to be your first step in business ownership and making it through and finding a network of people who really stand behind you and understand what you go through. And I want to say I'm one of those people. So please reach out. I will put a link to my Facebook group and my contact information. Join the group, join like-minded business owners who just want to grow their business and understand that it's not as easy as what we thought it was, or maybe struggling because we had that start that wasn't a normal business owner start, and that's where our industry struggles a lot. So stay tuned. I'm super excited to get some amazing guests on here. I have a few ideas. I actually have one person who's messaging me now who I just want to take the everyday people, the everyday business owners, and get them on here and let's talk about the problems that you're having in your business and problem solve together. So thank you for sticking around, and I can't wait to go ahead and get you your next episode. Thank you.